security, Philip wasn't a guy looking to punch a clock until he could collect a pension check from the federal government. He dedicated himself, rather, to investigating the actual evidence of Islamic Jihad as it really was, not as the forces of official bureaucratic political correctness deemed it should be. As evidence of Philip's work ethic and value to DHS, he was granted numerous awards and certificates of commendation by his superiors. Living in post-9/11 America, citizens instinctively hoped and blindly trusted that our government had hired legions of Philip Haneys to diligently search for and uncover terror plots. We wanted to believe our government was actively looking for clues and puzzle pieces to expose terror plots before another 9/11 unfolded. Philip did exactly that. He punched above his weight and amazingly uncovered networks and names of terrorists and more. He went to his superiors with his information, but was actively undermined and shut down. His work as an exemplary DHS employee was brought to my attention as a member of the United States Congress. After the 2010 elections, when I was appointed to serve on the House Select Committee on Intelligence, I learned and came to appreciate that the best intelligence information